Okay, my story starts how my family and I were escorted out of the White House by Secret Service. I'll start by saying that my aunt and uncle lived in Bethesda, Maryland, and my aunt worked in the White House. She worked for the Johnson administration, the Nixon administration, and the Ford administration. And after she retired, she still had friends in the White House. And every like spring vacation, my sister and I and my family, we would like go down to Bethesda for school vacation. And one time my aunt said, you know, you've come here all the time, but I've never gotten you've never taken a tour of the White House. Let's do this. And at the time it was the Reagan administration. So we said, it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, let's go take a tour of the White House. So we drove into Washington, D.C., and it was, like I said, it was a beautiful day. I mean, tourists were out. There were lines around the White House trying to get tours, and we're waiting, and finally my aunt said, stay right here, I'll be right back. And so she walks up to the guard at the White House, and she says something to him. She flashes something, a badge, or so I don't know what she did at the time, and he called her in. She's talking to him, and then a few minutes later, she's inside the White House. She's inside the grounds. And all of a sudden, the guard starts calling my sister's name, my name, my mother's name, and another aunt's name, and says, come on in. And there's one last tour going into the White House, because the president and the first lady were at Camp David, and they were going to be flying back to the White House, because I think it was the queen of Luxembourg was coming in for a state dinner, I don't know, but the White House was going to be closed. We got in for the last group, and trust me, we got dirty looks from everyone who had been waiting and waiting, and we just got right through. So we're walking through this starting the tour, and it was an organized tour. And I think it was the Boy Scouts of America. It was kind of like the executive level people were getting a tour, and we were with them. So we're walking through, we're taking the tour, it's great. We have a docent, and she says, you know, if we're really lucky, you know, when the president and the first lady arrive by a helicopter, we'll see them on the grounds, we'll get to wave at them and whatever. So, okay, cool. Walking through it, I'm like 13, my sister's 15. This is like amazing. So we're walking through, taking the tour, everything is great, and all of a sudden we hear the helicopter coming. And the docent is like, all right, the president's here, let's get on the grounds. And we're on the grounds and we see all these people, and the chef is out there with his big hat, and everyone's waving at the president, and it's all really cool. And the president and the first lady go in, and now we can't find our guide. And everyone is dispersing, and we don't know. And my aunt is like, oh, I don't know where the guide is, but come follow me. So there's another couple of people who are in our group, and like I said, we're just a group of like maybe seven of us now, and my aunt is now the tour guide. We're walking through the White House, we're looking in the China Room, she's giving a tour, this is all great. My other aunt and I walk out into the main hallway of the White House, the long corridor where all the portraits of all the presidents are. We're literally the staircase where the private residency of the president is right there. And my aunt and I are looking at a picture, and all of a sudden these two Secret Service agents come rushing down the hallway, and they're like, who are you? The house is closed, the president is residence, we need to see identification. And both my aunt and I are looking, and we're like, help? And my aunt comes out of the China Room, and she's like, oh yes, she goes, we lost our docent, and you know, she just left us randomly. We could be anyone, we could be terrorists. And I'm like, and he's like, I need to see identification, who are you? And my aunt like proudly shows him her White House badge, and he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he looks at her, and he goes, this is expired. And we're like, and he's like, you know, at this point, I mean, we're kids. I mean, he can tell. And he finally looked at us and he goes, we're going to have to ask you to leave. He goes, the White House is closed. The president is in residence. And they literally escorted us to the front door, opened the door for us, sent us on our way. That's my story of getting kicked out of the White House.